Good morning. Oh, I'm just kidding. Okay, good morning, take two. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. This is University United Methodist Church. My name's Katie Flynn. I'm a member here. Also leading us in worship this morning is Connie Wilson, our liturgist, and our pastor, Alicia Wood, so you can look forward to hearing from them. If you missed our rally day this morning, you missed out on something great. It was so much fun. Thank you to Jeannie for planning that and a great execution. So we really enjoyed that. If you're new to us, you can find one of these red folders in the back of the church. It tells you a little bit about who we are and what we can do for you. If you're looking at your bulletin, you'll see bright green prayer slips. And you'll want to take note of these. If you have a prayer that you'd like to share with the rest of the community, you can fill that out, and we'll collect those later in the service. We'll read them aloud so that everyone can pray for the person that you're praying for as well. Other than that, you can fill these out for attendance, and we'll collect these right around offering time. If you are in need of restrooms or childcare, they're out this door. If you need any help finding either of those things, you can ask one of the ushers, and they'll be glad to assist you. We'd like to invite everyone to a time of refreshment after the service, and that's in the gathering room back here. So please come and join us and just get to know each other a little bit. As part of our safe sanctuary policy, we'd like to ask all parents to please accompany their children everywhere in the church. We just want to make sure that everyone's safe. As far as announcements goes, I like to keep them short and sweet, so you can look at your bulletin. It's full of announcements, great announcements, so please look through those. As far as ones I'd like to point out, if you have a smile and a handshake, we can use you as part of our welcome ministry in being a greeter or an usher. You just need to commit to 3 to 4 Sundays a year, so it's really not that big a commitment. We could really use you. We just want to make sure everyone feels welcome every week. If you're interested, after worship and after the reception, there's a training session for both the greeters and the ushers right here in the sanctuary. If you can't come but you'd like to be part of this hospitality ministry, please see Barbara Fote, and she can give you a little bit more information. Next week, we'll gather in the Pettengill Center after church to assemble buckets for the flood. So if you're willing and able, come down afterwards and we'll assemble some buckets. You'll see some list here of things that are going to be included in the buckets. You can either bring some of these or donate some money, and we'll put a bunch of those together. There's a big challenge going around, so we want to make sure that we get 100 flood buckets throughout the Syracuse United Methodist churches. If you're looking to contribute to the food pantry, we would really appreciate some toiletry items. So if you want to bring those next week or any week, we'd really appreciate that, and we'll gather those and bring them to the appropriate place. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. So today is a day of welcome. We are welcoming you here, we are welcoming you back, we are welcoming you to this place. We hope that today is spirit-filled, and we hope that you find a place here today. And of course, welcome doesn't just come one way. We also are about welcoming others. So we do have our some examples of toiletries that the pantry is looking for, and an example. Oh, we actually have another flood bucket down there. Yay! And so some of the items that come in a flood bucket. So to welcome here is great, but we also want to be welcoming out and beyond this place. So welcome here today. I forgot one more thing. Could I please have some folks who learned the sign language for the welcome song today? Could I have you come up here? And I know Miss Jeannie is going to lead us. We're going to go way up there. And we're going to start our welcome song. But not quite yet. Okay, we're ready, Dale. Do you mind introducing it?
This is new, but it's you should catch on to it very easily. I'm really loving this part. Yes, rise if you're able, please, or as you are able, please rise. Let's walk together for a while and ask where we begin to build a world where love can grow and hope can enter in, to be the hands of healing. Singing welcome, welcome to this place. You're invited to come and know God's grace. All are welcome, the love of God to share. 'Cause all of us are welcome here. All of us are welcome in this. Let's walk together for a mile when we will share a feast, where pride and power kneel to serve the lonely and the least, and joy will set the table as we join our hands to pray. Singing welcome, welcome to this place. You're invited to come and know God's grace. All are welcome, the love of God to share. And all of us are welcome here. All are welcome in this place. Let's dream together of the day when earth and heaven are one, a city built of love and light, the new Jerusalem. Our morning turns to dancing, every creature has its voice, crying welcome, welcome to this place. You're invited to come and know God's grace. You are welcome, the love of God to share. All of us are welcome here. All of us are welcome here.
Good morning. And welcome. My name is Connie Wilson. I'll be your liturgist this morning. As you are able, please stand and join me in the call to worship. Jeremiah was just a young, inexperienced boy when he heard God's call to preach. Jesus shared supper with the undesirables in his community. Paul was attacking Christians when God spoke to him and changed his life. Welcome. It's a word we're going to use and hear a lot in service today. The dictionary has a simple definition of welcome: to greet someone in a warm and friendly manner. Let us, the forgiven and beloved people of God, welcome and offer one another a sign of God's peace. Peace be with you.
Will the children please come forward? And today we have a new song to welcome the children. So let's see how this goes today.
Follow Jesus, we will follow him. We will follow Jesus. Wherever he leads us, we will follow him. We will follow Jesus. We will follow him. We will follow Jesus. Wherever he leads us, we will follow him. Mandala som andandezu, som landelela yoke intadu, som landel you Jesu.
Good morning, everyone. It's so good to see all of you today. So today we're talking about welcome. And so I'm wondering, I have a couple questions to ask you. What makes you feel welcome? What makes you feel welcome? I'm going to come over here so I can see you. What makes you feel welcome? Yes? cheering, if someone cheers when you're doing something, yes. There used to be, yeah. A smile makes you feel welcome, yes, a smile. What else makes you feel welcome? Yes. Oh, taking a picture of you, like a picture or a selfie with the person? Anything else that makes you feel welcome? I feel welcome if someone offers me a drink, like maybe water or hot coffee or hot tea. That makes me feel welcome. So, how can we make others feel welcome? So if we're out and about, or we're even here in church, how could we make others feel welcome if some of the things that make us feel welcome is a smile or cheering or taking a picture? What can we do if we see someone on the street to make them feel welcome, or if they come in our church? What? You can greet them with a smile, yes. Anything else? I'm thinking sometimes there's new people that come to church and they don't have all those people wanting to shake their hand, and so that might be our job to welcome them, as to, if there's anyone who doesn't have anyone shaking a hand, to do that. So why do you think we even talk about welcome in church? Why do we do this? You guys are so, yes. Well, because it helps you learn, for sure. But the other thing is that we are to welcome others, because when we welcome others, we're sharing God's love. So if we cheer someone on or we shake their hand and smile at them, they get a little piece of what it feels like to be loved by God. We're sharing God's love by doing that. So that's why we make a big deal about welcoming others. Will you pray with me? I'm wondering if you can repeat after me today. Can you repeat after me with a prayer? All right. You're all in a line, or I'd have you hold hands. Okay, how about we pray together? And maybe we can hold hands. Can we hold hands? Are you comfortable with that? I'm going to touch your shoulder. All right, here. And I'm going to ask you to repeat after me, okay? What about your hand? You got a hand? All right. Dear God, repeat after me. We love you so much. Thank you for sharing your love with us. We'll remember this when we welcome another. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. So you can go sit with your family now. And I believe the next thing on our agenda is the prayer slips. Yes. Thank you for coming up and talking with me today. So today we have green prayer slips. And if you would like your prayer shared with the community today, please fill this out. And we have some ushers that will be coming up these two inside aisles to collect the green prayer slips. So let's rest in an attitude of prayer.
Dear Lord, we send this askance for blessings and prayers to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, welcome to Rally Day. Today is an amazing day, a fantastic opportunity for us all to come together to share in fellowship and praise. In this community, all are welcome, one and all, welcomed with open arms, a smile, a handshake, a hug, fellowship. Just as we welcome every morning you gift us with, we welcome one another. Today, the family of University Church celebrates a beginning and an end. We are turning the page on summer of 2016. So long to long, lazy days. Goodbye to soaring temperatures. Thank you for vacation. Pausing on our gardening. Goodbye to the great state fair. Thank you for giving us new memories to store, to take out and relish from time to time. And now, we begin again. Welcome back to school. Welcome crisp, cooler air that allows us to sleep comfortably at night. Welcome the return to our wonderful, awesome choir. Welcome to a normal cadence in our lives. And welcome to Rally Day. Thank you, God, for giving us the joy of embracing this celebration today. We welcome every new day as yet another special gift from you. Today, another opportunity for us to draw ever closer to your grace and light. Thank you, Alpha and Omega, for the beauty of your world and our senses to enjoy it, for giving us memories and the anticipation of what lies ahead on our journey. We rally on. Praying as Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning again. Our next order in worship is our celebration of welcome. Something has shifted here in this space and in this corner of our city of Syracuse. First, we know one of the things that has shifted. And one of the things that has shifted is that our beloved James Street United Methodist Church closed. And so from that, we've gotten many, many new faces here in this space. But what you might know, not know, what you might not know, if you weren't here before June, that something else has happened here. I don't know what it is. The only explanation I have is the Holy Spirit. But something shifted. And when the James Street folks started trickling into our space, this, I could cry just thinking about it, this new energy burst out, this new spirit burst out. And since June, we have seen so many new faces, both of James Street folks and folks we had never, ever met before. And it keeps happening week after week after week. We see all these precious faces, new faces, ready to take the journey with us. And so we just wanted to mark this moment with a celebration. We wanted to mark this moment and say welcome back and welcome here. So we're going to have a liturgy here, and you're going to have to think about where you fit in here, and you might fit in more than one category. So we're going to have liturgy, and I'm going to ask you to rise if this applies to you, okay? So I'm going to name musicians, choir members, and bell choir members. So if you're one of those people, look for that, because you're going to need to stand during that time. Yep, somebody's practicing up there. Wonderful, thank you. We're also going to name James Street folks. So if you are someone that attended James Street United Methodist Church, we're going to ask you to rise. If you are new or consider yourself new, I would even fit in that category, in my opinion. When we get to that part, please rise. And if you are a longtime member and you've been here since you can't remember when, then that's when you rise, okay? And I'm going to fit one other group in there, and it's going to be a surprise. So hopefully they'll catch on for that one. All right. The threads we bring this day are unique and precious. We offer them with courage and yet nervousness, pride in who we are and yet humility as we acknowledge our weaknesses. May these threads be woven together with love. Students and teachers, I forgot to warn you. Students and teachers, stand if that applies to you. There's a lot of students. All right. Students and teachers, bringing threads of questions, community, and commitment. May these threads be woven together with love. Choir members, bell choir members, and musicians bringing threads alive with music. May these threads be woven together with love. Longtime members and friends bringing the threads of tradition, loyalty, and the gift of the past, yet are always looking toward the future. May these threads be woven together with love. Visitors attracted by the welcome, inclusivity, music, and ministry of the community that have been traditions here for over 135 years. May these threads be woven together with love. James Street brothers and sisters, we walked with you at the end of your journey. We walked with you at the end of your journey of faith, through heartbreak and wonder. We love and welcome you for as long as you feel called to this place. You are important to us. You bring gifts and faithfulness. You bring the beautiful threads of the United Methodist connection. May these threads be woven together with love. New friends of this community, you bring new threads of life and gifts of hope to the tapestry of this place. As you become involved at this church, bringing your colorful threads of rich textures, you are helping to weave the future of this family that calls itself University United Methodist Church. May these threads be woven together with love. And so as we celebrate this new thing, this thing that is being led by the Holy Spirit, let's just jump on board and find out what happens. And please know that we're going to get together and know each other in an informal way. Back here, you can go out either of these doors at the end of worship, and there's going to be some yummy treats back there. So whenever we come together, we know that there are gifts here. But we aren't quite sure until we get to know one another what gifts we bring. And so will you rise if you are able and join in singing with us, "What Gift Can We Bring?"
Please be seated. Our scripture reading this morning, the first scripture reading, comes from Genesis chapter 33, verse 10. And I'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. "No," Jacob said, "please accept these gifts as a sign of your friendship for me. When you welcomed me and I saw your face, it was like seeing the face of God." Our second scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 through 42. This reading is from the New International Version. Please hear these words. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly, I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. I forgot my lapel mic. So I'm going to have full hands. So I really like those motion detector doors at the store. I know I'm a little weird, but when I walk up to it and it just opens for me, I usually say something weird because I'm one of those people who talks to herself in the store. And so if I'm at Wegmans, I usually, well, not all the time, but many times, I'll walk in and the door will open and I'll say, "Thank you, Danny," as in Danny Wegman. Or sometimes I'll, you know, keep walking and it opens up and then I'll say, "Yes, I have arrived." Isn't this like God's love, God's grace? God knows and is expecting us before we even walk in that door. When we reach out to God in prayer or in worship or in service, God is right there, already opening up that door just for each of us. God's grace. No guilt, no punishment, only love and forgiveness. I really love the welcome song that we sang earlier today. The first verse, "Let's talk together for a while and ask where we begin." This means in this thing that we call life, we have a voice that is valued in this conversation. To build a world where love can grow and hope can enter in. Hope and love, not hate, not fear, and not even tolerance. Because tolerance is a step down from love. But love and hope. To be the hands of healing and to plant the seeds of peace. And this is our call. We can't put this on anyone else. We're at the table. It's our call to plant the seeds of peace. And then the second verse goes on to say, "Joy will set the table." Joy will set the table. So when you are sitting at this table of God's children, joy is setting this table. When you come to Holy Communion, joy has set the table. And the third verse, "A city built with love and light, a new Jerusalem." And what if we get that started here in Syracuse? Well, of course, it all begins with welcome. We welcome all to this place, as the song says. This place. It doesn't mean this building. It means all places. This congregation. This table. This conversation. This city. This earth. All of which has been made with God's love. This place means God's love. And as our Genesis text today says, "When you welcomed me, I saw your face. It was like seeing the face of God." And this comes from the context of one of those great juicy stories in Genesis. There's so many great juicy stories in Genesis. Wow. So I'll give you a little backstory on this. So Jacob, he was the younger brother. And he, when his father was sick, took two things from his older brother Esau. One was his birthright, and the second, Jacob tricked his father on his deathbed to give what should have been the older brother Esau's blessing, his final blessing from his father. And Jacob tricked his father on his deathbed and received that blessing. And so after that, Jacob decided to run for the hills because he was afraid of what his older brother was going to do to get revenge. He was really scared. So he ran away, and years and years and many, many children later, they come face to face again. And they know that, and Jacob knows he's going to see his brother Esau. But in that, he's really scared of what revenge that Esau will take on him. But when Jacob and when Esau sees Jacob, Esau welcomes Jacob with open arms, welcomes him, so glad to see you. And this is where this text comes from, that Jacob says, to see that when I saw you, I saw the face of God, because even though Jacob had betrayed his brother, Esau still had love and forgiveness in his heart for his brother. Just as Jacob was welcomed by his brother when he thought his brother would want revenge, we all have a story. We have stories that shape us, stories of God's grace, and even a story of why we're here today. And we all have a story of welcome. Stories when we have felt welcomed and even unwelcomed. I love the children's answers today. I love when children have a smile, cheering, a handshake, all those things that come when we welcome one another. Welcoming is so important because you never know when that welcome is going to hit that person in a way in which they finally feel accepted, just being who they are. And welcome is so very important for that reason alone. And of course, the more that we feel welcomed, we know that we are called to be welcoming in whatever way we are able to do. Each welcome is different because each of us have a different personality. And that's a gift. The gift of difference. The gift of welcoming in our own way. The gift of bringing our voice to the table. But we are all called to share God's love, to share God's grace, so that the threads of our lives in God's love live on and on. Just as we said during our celebration of welcome today, may our threads be woven together with love. Well, I didn't tell you the whole story about when I walked through that door, because a couple of months ago, I think it was about 6 months ago, I had this very weird experience where 3 different times in 1 week, I tried to walk through a motion detector door, and it wouldn't open. So I walked, and I was like, if I had put my foot forward, I would have kicked it. I mean, that's how close I was, because I expected it to open. And it happened 3 times in a week. One time I walked up, and I'm going to slam my face. I better step back. So I step back, and I'm like, okay, I'll try it again. Nope. So then I step back again, and I was like, I'm here. Hi. And I looked at this, what are the store hours? And then it opened. And we hope today and all days that when you come to this place, this church, but even this place, this world, that you don't have that experience, that you have the experience where the doors open right up for you. Right open, like God was expecting you to arrive. Welcome. Come and sit a spell. We are hoping you feel welcome here. Hoping you feel God's love, God's grace. We hope this welcome puts in motion a way for us all to feel so loved. We can't help but share this unending love, this kind of welcome to all out of this space and in this place. So for today, welcome to this place.
As a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes and offerings at this time. Let us join together in our unison prayer of dedication. May we welcome your gifts with thanksgiving, loving God. May we share your gifts with grace so others might be touched by your love, healed by your touch, fed and nourished by your compassionate as well as the fruit of your creation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's join together singing our closing hymn, May You Run and Not Be Weary.
Amen. So I just want to mention a couple things going on. Of course, we have refreshments back here. You can exit out either door. I will be standing over here if you'd like to say anything to me before you go. Next week, we have a guest preacher. Dean Moyer will be speaking. We have flood buckets next week. And on October 2nd, we have a church fair, which means if you want to know how you can get involved here in this community, attend the church fair and you can see all the different ways to get involved. And so now, I say, may God's grace and God's welcome take you home and make you feel loved beyond any imagination you possibly could dream. Go now in peace.